Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们一同翻到启示录。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5.
启示录第二章第五节。
Remember, therefore, whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do the first works. But if not, I'm coming to thee, and I will remove thy lamp out of his place, except thou shalt repent.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Verse 7,
第七节。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him that overcomes, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Let's have a word of prayer.
请我们祷告。
Dear Lord, as we meet together in Thy name.
亲爱的主，当我们在你的名里面聚集的时候，
We have the confidence that thou art here with us.
主啊，我们满心相信你在这里与我们同在。
We realize that we are standing on holy ground.
主啊，我们也意识到我们是站在圣地。
Teach us how to remove our shoes.
教导我们脱下我们的鞋来。
That we may hear what thou hast to say to thy servants.
好使我们能够听见你要向你仆人所说的话。
Speak, thy servants hear.
主啊，请说，仆人们静听。
That thou may be served, and thy work be done.
好使你得着服侍。你的工作得以成全。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In the morning, we fellowship on this matter of the blueprint of spiritual service.
早晨这一堂我们交通到属灵侍奉的蓝图这件事。
We thank God that he has called us to serve him.
我们感谢神他呼召我们来侍奉他。
Every time when you think of service,
每一次当我们想到侍奉的时候，
We realize that what an honor that God has given to us.
我们意识到神给我们的是何等样的尊荣。
Who are we that he should desire us to serve him?
我们是谁呢？他竟然要我们来侍奉他。
We do praise and thank him that unless he has made us worthy.
我们实在感谢赞美他，除非他使我们配。
We will never be worthy to serve him.
我们永远不配来侍奉他。
We do praise and thank thee that it is all by his grace.
我们实在感谢赞美他，都是借着他的恩典。
There is nothing that we can boast of.
我们没有可以自夸的。
If we want to boast, we boast of the grace of our Lord Jesus.
若是我们有可夸的，我们要夸我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
But when we are serving,
但是当我们都服侍的时候，
the first and foremost question we have to ask,
第一并且首要的是我们需要问的，
Is there any blueprint for spiritual service?
为了属灵的侍奉是否有蓝图呢？
Is there any spiritual requirements?
有没有任何属灵的条件呢？
How can we serve him to the extent of really satisfy his heart?
我们怎样可以服侍到真实的叫神的心得着满足呢？
Because we are not just doing anything.
因为我们不是做随便做一件事。
We are serving our master.
我们乃是服侍我们的主人。
We need to know what is it that our master really desires.
我们需要知道我们的主人他真正要的是什么。
So our Lord Jesus tells us,
所以我们的主耶稣告诉我们，
If anyone desires to serve me,
若有人要侍奉我，
Let him follow me,
他就要起来跟从我。
Where I am,
我在哪里，
Let him be,
服侍我的人也要在哪里。
And if anyone serve me,
若有人这样服侍我，
My Father will honor him,
我父必要尊重他。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
The first thing,In the matter of service,
在侍奉上的第一件事
is to follow the Lord,
就是跟从主。
Wherever the Lord is,
无论主在哪里，
there we must be,
我们也应该在哪里。
And only in that situation,
唯有在那样的光景中，
we are able to serve him,
我们才能够侍奉他。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
what is the blueprint?Of our service.
什么是我们侍奉的蓝图呢？
It is none other but our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是别的，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He is the perfect servant of God.
他是神完全的仆人。
And as he serves, so shall we serve.
他如何服侍，我们也该如何服侍。
He called us to bear the yoke.With him,
他呼召我们与他一同负轭
and learn of him.
我们要学他
because he is meek and lowly in heart.
因为他心里柔和谦卑
and we shall find rest in our soul.
我们就能够在我们魂里面找到安息。
We mention that as we serve the Lord,
我们也提到当我们服侍主的时候
we need to check ourselves.Again, again before him.
我们需要在他的面前一再的检视自己。
Whether our service has departed from what God desires.
来看我们的侍奉是不是从神心意所要的离开了。
We mentioned that we need to check whether our service is according to the nature of God.
我们也提到我们要检查我们的侍奉是不是照着神的本性。
God is a living God.
神是活神。
Unless we serve him in life,
除非我们在生命中服侍他，
Our service will not be accepted.
我们的侍奉不会蒙悦纳。
By life it doesn't mean our natural life.
这个生命不是我们天然的生命。
It means the life of our Lord Jesus.
乃是我们主耶稣基督的生命。
His life within me is the only way to serve him.
他在我里面的那个生命是我侍奉他的唯一道路。
So when we are serving,
所以当我们在服侍的时候，
we need to ask the question,
我们需要问这个问题，
whether there is life.
是否在那里有生命。
Or we just serve as a routine.
或者我们只不过是习惯例行的在做。
We can serve in a way that we think we know how to serve.
我们可能在一个我们认为我知道怎么服侍的方式里面。
We do not need to depend upon the life of Christ in us.
我们不需要去依靠在我们里面基督的生命。
So this is the first thing we need to check with.
所以这是我们需要检视的、检讨的第一件事。
Our God is spirit.
我们的神是灵。
Therefore, we must serve him in spirit.
所以我们要在灵里来侍奉他。
As our brother mentioned, it is not an outward thing.
所以我们弟兄提到，它不是一个外面的事。
It is not just some activities.
不是外面一些的活动而已。
Or even religious activities.
甚至是宗教的活动。
It is an inward service.
那乃是里面的侍奉。
The Pharisees, they serve God.
法利赛人侍奉神。
They study the Bible.
他们研读圣经。
They keep the letters of the word.
他们守住律法的字句。
They even go to the extent of following all the traditions of the fathers.
他们甚至更进步的来遵守列祖们各样的遗传和传统。
You know, the Bible only gives us principles.
我们知道圣经只给我们原则。
Now, how are these principles to be applied to our daily life?
这些原则如何运用到我们日常的生活中呢？
So, throughout the ages,
所以在历世历代以来，
there will be rabbis raising up.
有许多的拉比被兴起。
And they began to interpret the Bible,
他们开始来解释圣经
and tell people how the principle is to be applied in each case.
他们告诉人们这些原则如何在不同的个例里面来运用。
The Bible said that on the Lord's on Sabbath day,
在圣经上面讲我们要遵守安息日
and during the Sabbath day there shall be no work.
在安息日不可做工。
But what is work?
但是什么是做工呢？
The rabbi explained it.
拉比就解释了。
And then the rabbi that was raised up later on.
那么后来兴起的拉比。
They began to interpret the teaching of the rabbi before them.
他们就去解释在他们之前拉比们的教导。
So here a line and there a line.
所以这里有一条律例，那里有一条律例。
And you find that they interpret the word of God into such detail.
我们看见他们把神的话语在那样仔细的光景里面去解释。
That even the word of God is being buried.
甚至呢，神的话语就被埋葬了。
They thought they were serving God.
他们认为他们在侍奉神。
And yet our Lord Jesus said very clearly.
但是我们主耶稣很清楚地说道。
You serve God with your lips.
你是用嘴唇侍奉神。
Not with your heart.
不是用你的心。
And this is unacceptable.
这是我没有办法悦纳的。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
When we are serving.
当我们服侍的时候。
Our heart.Must be in it.
我们的心必须要在其中。
We have to serve him in spirit.
我们要用灵来侍奉他。
Otherwise, it will not be accepted.
否则我们就不会蒙悦纳。
And we also say our God is true.
我们也说我们的神是真理。
He is the truth.
他是那唯一的真理。
And if we serve him, we have to serve him in truth.
我们服侍他，我们应该在真理。真实里服侍他。
We have to serve him according to the written word of God.
我们要照着神所写下来的话语来服侍他。
That is the reason why it is so important to know the Holy Scripture.
这就是为什么我们认识圣经的重要性。
We have to richly store the word of God in our hearts.
我们需要将神的话语丰丰富富地存在心中。
And then serve him according to the word.
好叫我们照着神的话语来服侍他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when we check ourselves with this nature of service,
当我们这样子照着侍奉的本性来检视自己的时候，
Are we according to the standard?
我们是不是照着那个标准呢？
And this is something that we need to consider from time to time.
这是我们一再的需要来思想的。
We also mentioned that when we serve him,
我们也提到当我们服侍他的时候，
we have to serve him according to the vision that he has given us.
我们要照着他所赐给我们的意象来服侍他。
Thank God that our God is a God of purpose.
感谢神，我们的神乃是有目的的神。
Even before the foundation of the world,
甚至在创立世界以前，
he purposed in himself according to his good pleasure.
他照着他所喜悦的，在他里面定了这个目的。
And this is the eternal purpose of God.
这乃是神那永远的旨意。
In other words,
换言之,
this is what God desires.
这就是神心中所要的。
This is his heart delight.
这是他心里所喜悦的。
This is what he wants.
这是他所要得着的。
And according to that purpose,
照着这个目的,
he will work throughout the ages.
他就在历世历代里做工。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when we talk about vision,
当我们讲到异象的时候,
we are not thinking about some nebulous, mysterious thing.
我们不是讲到一些神秘的天上的事物。
We are talking about the very heart of God.
我们乃是讲到神心中他的意念。
We are talking about what God desires.Even before the foundation of the world,
我们乃是讲到在创立世界以前，神心中所要的。
Before he created anything,
在他还没有创造任何事的之前
，God already had a purpose.
神已经有了一个目的。
And that purpose is
那个目的乃是
that his beloved Son should be everything.
他的爱子要成为一切。
He has given all things to his beloved son.
他将万有都赏赐给他的爱子。
And he wants his beloved son to have the first place in all things.
他要他的爱子在万有之上居首位。
That everything in the universe will reveal, will manifest, will express his beloved son.
好叫在宇宙中的万有都能够来彰显来启示他的爱子。
That is reason why he put all his fullness, all his richness into his beloved son.
这就是为什么他将一切他的本性的丰盛和丰富都放在他爱子里。
That his son may have the preeminence over all things.
好叫他的爱子在万有上面居首位。
And together with this,
在这同时
he loved his son so much.
他是如此的爱他的儿子。
He said it is not good for man to be alone.
他说人独居不好。
It is not good for his son to be alone.
叫他的爱子独居是不好的。
So even before the foundation of the world,
所以甚至在创立世界之前,
God has purpose, a purpose in his son.
所以神在他的爱子里面定了一个目的
that he wants to give his son a bride, a wife.
他要为他的爱子预备一个心腹一个妻子
and that is the church.
那就是教会
the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
就是充满万有者的丰满
so brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
in God's heart,
在神的心中
There is this purpose.
有这一个目的。
And all his works are according to that purpose.
他一切的工作都是按照这个目的进行的。
And it is in that purpose that we are called to serve.
而且我们是照着那个目的，我们蒙召来服侍他。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the greatest problem among God's people.
在神儿女们中间最大的问题
in this matter of service,
就是在关乎侍奉的上
is that we are ignorant of the eternal purpose of God.
就是我们不认识神那永远的旨意
in other words,
换言之
we are lacking in vision.
我们缺少异象
and because we are lacking in that heavenly vision.
因为我们没有那个属天的异象
so our service is departed from God's purpose.
所以我们的侍奉就偏离了神的旨意和目的。
We may be very busily engaged in working.
我们可能很忙碌地从事于工作。
And we are working for God.
我们在为神做工。
But it is not working with God.
但是我们却不是与神同工。
Because it is not according to the heavenly vision.
因为那不是照着天上的意象。
Every work,
每一个工作
that is done according to the heavenly vision,
若是照着天上的意象来完成的
is a service that will last forever.
那乃是一个存到永远的一个侍奉。
And it is not according to the vision,
若是不是照着那个意象
you will find something.Is missing.
我们就会发现有一件重要的事情是缺少的。
So as we continue to serve,
所以当我们继续服侍的时候
we need to check ourselves,
我们需要自我检查
whether our service is in the vision,
我们的侍奉是否在这意象里
whether our service has departed from it,
或者我们的侍奉已经从这意象偏离出去了
and then we also have mentioned,
我们也提到
As we serve,
当我们服侍的时候
we need to ask,
我们需要问
what is the outcome of our service?
我们服侍的结果是什么？
Serving is life imparting.
服侍乃是分享生命。
Unless we are willing to lay down our lives,
除非我们甘愿舍己
The life of Christ within us is not able to be released.
在我们里面基督的生命就没有办法释放出来
So the Apostle Paul tells us,
所以使徒保罗告诉我们
We have to be broken, the earthen vessel has to be broken.
我们这个瓦器应该被破碎
So that the light of the treasure may come forth.
好叫那宝贝的光能够照射出来。
So when we serve, we have to ask the question.
所以当我们服侍的时候，我们需要问这个问题。
Is it life imparting?
这是不是供应生命呢？
If it is not life imparting,
若是不能供应生命，
you cannot consider it.As spiritual service.
我们不能认为这个是属灵的侍奉。
And we also mentioned,
我们也提到
that when we are serving,
当我们在服侍的时候
we need to ask the question,
我们需要问这个问题
in what power are we serving?
我们在什么样的能力里来服侍？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
sometimes we may begin to serve in the power of our natural life.
有的时候我们就用我们天然生命的能力来服侍。
And gradually we begin to learn.
逐渐的我们学到。
That God will not accept strange fire.
神不会接受凡火的。
We have to serve him with a fire that comes from above.
我们需要借着从天上来的火的能力来侍奉他。
It is by the power.Of the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着圣灵的能力。
And sometimes when we serve,
有的时候当我们服侍的
we find that it is a mixture.
我们发现这是一个掺杂。
There is the power of God there.
在那里是有神的能力。
And yet it is a mixture of much of our own power.
但是它是与许多我们自己的力量掺杂的。
And this need to be purified.
这个需要被炼净。
So that our service may be purely in the power of God.
所以好使我们的侍奉能够单单的是借着神的能力。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
serving God is not a simple thing.
服侍神不是一件简单的事。
We have to be always before the Lord.
我们需要一直的活在主面前。
And as the light of our God to shine upon us.
求我们神的光来照我们。
So that in His light we may see light.
好使我们在他的光中我们得以见光。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if we are honest,
若是我们是诚实的,
if we really expose ourselves before His light,
若我们真把自己敞开地摆在他的光中,
I wonder,
我希奇。
If there is anyone who can say, my service is wholly according to God.
会不会有一个人敢说我的侍奉是完全照着神的旨意的？
I doubt there will be anyone.
我怀疑会有任何人可以这样说。
Because somehow we find that we always mix up things.
因为我们总会发现我们一直的把事情掺杂在一起。
And very easily we will be departed from God's original thought.
我们很容易从神原初的思想意念中偏离出去。
It is very easy for us to begin to gather up many things that come from outside.
我们很容易把许多从外面来的事物把它收拢来聚在侍奉里。
It is very easy for us to adopt the way of the world.
我们很容易去采用世界的方法。
Or even the way of the religious world.
甚至是宗教世界的这些方法。
And then we find our service has deteriorated so much.
然后我们看见我们的侍奉呢就败如此的败坏堕落了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
as we look at ourselves,
当我们检查我们自己的时候,
as we look ourselves according to the service that we are serving,
当我们照着我们侍奉的光景来检查我们自己的时候,
what is your reaction?
我们的反应是什么呢?
Are you really satisfied with your service?
我们真实满意于自己的侍奉吗?
Or do you realize that your service is not up to God's desire?
或者我们意识到我们的侍奉呢不能够符合神的要求。
I do not know how you feel.
我不知道你的感觉如何。
I can only tell you how I feel.
我只能告诉大家我怎样感觉。
The more I serve the Lord,
我越服侍主
the more I realize,
我就越多意识到
how little my service is really according to God.
我的侍奉能够照着神是何等的少。
I realize that I'm a failure before God.
我明白意识到我在神面前是一个失败的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I do not know how you feel.
我不知道你怎样感觉。
But as we look into the situation today,
但是当我们看今天的光景的时候，
if you look into yourself,
若是我们检查自己，
under the light of God,
在神的光中，
or if you look at the churches around the world,
或者我们看全世界的众教会，
or if you look even at the local assembly that you are with,
甚至我们看看我们自己聚会的地方，
brothers and sisters, how is your reaction?
弟兄姊妹们，你的反应是什么呢？
Are you well contented?
你是不是非常满意呢？
Whether your contentment shows that you are in darkness,
或者说我们的满足显出我们在黑暗中，
or do you really feel that you have to humble yourself before the Lord day by day?
或者你真正感觉到每一天我们都需要把自己谦卑在主的面前，
lest your service is unacceptable to God,
免得我们的侍奉在神的眼中是不蒙悦纳的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I realize one thing,
我明白了一件事，
that among God's people today,
在今天神儿女们中，
especially those who really want to serve God,
特别在那一般真实要侍奉神的人，
there is a common feeling,
有一个很普遍的感觉，
and the feeling is we have failed,
那个感觉就是我们失败了。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
We may fail.
我们会失败。
But God never fails.
但是神永不失败。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
this morning we would like to consider together this matter, the way to recovery.
所以今天早晨我们要一同来思想这恢复的道路。
How can we be recovered to what God originally desires?
我们怎么样能够归附到神原初他所要的光景中呢？
For the last 2 days,
过去两天
we have been talking about service.
我们交通到侍奉。
But you find that when we are talking about service,
但是我们看见当我们讲到侍奉的时候，
it seems as if the main emphasis,
好像那主要的强调来是，
is on the people who serve,
在乃是在那服侍的人身上，
rather than on what is the work that we do,
而不是在我们所做的工作上。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，你我知道
we are called to serve,
我们蒙召来侍奉。
But when we are serving God,
但是当我们服侍神的时候，
there is a definite work to be done,
确实是有一个确定的工作要被完成的。
But the thing is,
但是呢，主要的，
in God's work,
在神的工作里，
it cannot be separated from the person,
这个工作不能和那一位分开。
Because it is not a technical thing.
因为它不是一个技术上的问题。
It is not an earthly thing.
不是属地的事情。
It is a spiritual thing.
它乃是属灵的事情。
It is a living thing.
乃是活的。
Therefore, we find that there is such a relationship between the person who serves and the work he does.
所以我们看见，在那个服侍的人和他的工作之间有一个重要的关系。
As the man is.So is his service, his work.
什么样的人就做出什么样的侍奉。
That's the reason why the emphasis in the Word of God is always upon the being and not on the doing.
这就是为什么在神的话语里面关于侍奉的总是强调那个人过于他所做的。
You know, when we talk about service,
我们谈到侍奉的时候，
our natural idea is doing.
我们天然的观念就是做什么。
The love of Christ constrains you.
主耶稣的爱，基督的爱激励我们。
You are redeemed by his precious blood.
我们借着他的宝血蒙了救赎。
Now you want to serve him.
现在我们要侍奉他。
And what will you do?
那么我们做什么呢？
You say, what am I going to do?
我们就问我该做什么呢？
What should I do that I'm serving him?
我应该做什么来服侍他呢？
Our emphasis is always on doing.
我们所强调的总是在做。
But strangely you find God's emphasis is always on being.
但是很稀奇的，神的强调的总是在我们人所事的。
You know, one dayThe day after our Lord Jesus fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
我们知道，当主耶稣用5饼2鱼使5000人吃饱了之后的那一天。
These people want to force our Lord to be king.
这一般人呢，他们要强逼我们的主做王。
Because our Lord could solve their food problem.
因为我们的主能够解决他们吃的问题。
But our Lord sent them away.
但是主却打发他们散去。
And the next day,
第二天，
they found the Lord.
他们找到了主。
And they said,
他们说，
How do you come?
你为何而来呢？
And our Lord said, Work not for the food that perishes.
主就回答他们说，不要为必败坏的食物劳力。
But work for the things that are eternal.
要为那有永远价值的事物来劳力。
And they began to ask the question.
他们就问这个问题。
Now they said, Now what is the works of God that we should do?
他们就问说，我们该做什么样神的功呢？
That is in John chapter 6.
这是在约翰福音第六章。
They said, Now what are the works of God?That we should do.
他们说神的工作是什么，我们可以去做呢？
You see, their whole idea is upon doing.
我们看见他们整个的意念就是去做。
And our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主回答说，
This is the work of God.
这就是神的工。
that you believe on him whom God has sent.
信神所差来的就是做神的工。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do you understand what the answer is?
你明白主耶稣的回答的意义吗?
Their question is,
他们的问题乃是,
what are the works that we should do that we serve God?
我们当行什么才算做神的工呢?
And the Lord said,
主耶稣回答说,
believe on me, this is the work of God.
相信我, 这就是做神的工了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because in the work of God, the being is the foundation.
因为在神的工作里，那个人乃是根基。
If the being is not right,
若是那个人不对，
no matter what you do,
不论你做什么，
they may appear very religious,
他可以看起来非常的虔诚，
very successful,
非常的成功，
as if it is of God,
好像是从神而来的。
And yetIt is opposing God.
然而却在与神作对。
It does not serve God's purpose.
它并没有服侍神的目的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
that is the reason why.
那就是为什么。
During the past two days,
在过去几天中,
our emphasis is always on the people, the being.
我们所强调的一直在人的身上。
Unless,He first worked in us.
除非他先在我们里面做工。
There is no way to work out for him.
我们就不可能来为他做什么工。
I believe we are all familiar with Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
我相信我们都熟悉罗马书十二章第一节。
The apostle Paul said, Therefore, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God.
使徒保罗说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将你们的身体当作活祭献上。
Holy, acceptable to God.
这是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
This is your reasonable service.
这是你们合理的侍奉。
This is your spiritual worship.
这是你们属灵的敬拜。
When we think of consecration,
当我们想到成圣的时候，
why should we present our bodies?
当我们讲到奉献，我们为什么需要把身体献上呢？
Because of the mercies of God.
因为神的怜悯。
He has shown such mercies to us.
他把这样的怜悯赐给我们。
Out of the miry clay.
我们好像是从淤泥中。
He has lifted us up.
他把我们提拔起来。
And able to sit with the priest.
好使我们与王子同坐。
We do praise and thank thee for the mercies he has shown us.
我们实在感谢赞美他，为着他赐给我们的怜悯。
He has not only washed away our sins.
他不仅洗净了我们一切的罪。
He has delivered us from the power of sin.
他救我们脱离了罪的权势。
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
他将圣灵赐给我们。
That we may walk before him.
好使我们行走在他面前。
He not only justifies us.
我们他不仅使我们称义。
He will glorify us.
他还要使我们得荣耀。
All these mercies of God should constrain us.
神这一切的怜悯要激励我们。
That we cannot live for ourselves anymore.
使我们不再为自己而活了。
We cannot work for ourselves.
我们不能再为自己做工了。
We have to live for him and work for him.
我们要为他而活，并且为他做工。
And that is presenting our bodies.
这是把我们的身体献上。
Now to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
Now what is a sacrifice?
什么是一个祭呢?
A sacrifice is something that will be laid on the altar and be slain.
祭乃是一个生物被摆在祭坛上被杀了。
In the old days,
在古时候,
when the children of Israel,
当以色列百姓,
when their hearts were moved by the love of God,
当他们的心被神的爱所感动,
to show their gratitude,
他们要感谢神,
they will take out of their flocks,
他们就从羊群中,
or out of their herds,
或者是牛群里,
they will bring a sheep or an ox,
带一只羊或一头牛,
to the temple,
来到圣殿,
tied it to the horn of the altar,
将这个牲畜呢绑在祭坛的脚上,
and then the priest will come and slaughter that animal.
祭司就来将这牲口宰杀了。
And it will be burned as sweet incense to his God.
好像他在祭坛上被火焚烧，成为馨香的火祭献给神。
Now what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that
这个意义乃是
I'm not able to kill myself for God.
我不能为着神把我自己杀了。
But this animal represents me.
但是这一个牲口代表我。
So I lay my hands on the animal.
所以我把我的手按在这个牲畜的头上。
I identify myself with this ox or sheep.
我将我自己和这个牛或者羊联合。
And then slaughter it for God.
然后呢，为着神把它宰杀了。
Now that is a sacrifice.
那就是一个祭。
In other words,
换言之，
when you think of sacrifice,
当我们想到祭的时候，
it is not a matter of doing something.
它不是要做什么事，
because it is slaughtered.
因为它被杀了。
How can a dead animal do some work?
一个死了的牲畜能够做什么工作呢？
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
you find that being a living sacrifice,
我们看见作为一个活祭，
the Bible said this is service.
啊，圣经告诉我们说这乃是侍奉。
This is the intelligent service.
这乃是合理的侍奉。
And this is the spiritual worship.
这是一个属灵的敬拜。
It is not a matter of doing something.
它不是做什么事的。
It is a matter of laying on the altar.
乃是一件把自己放在祭坛上。
And allow God to do his work in you.
让神做他的工作在我们里面。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
consecration is not doing something for God.
奉献不是为神做什么事情。
You know when I was first saved,
在我刚得救的时候，
at that time,
在那个时候，
there was a teaching.
有一种的教导。
Now if you are saved,
若是你得救了，
and if you really love the Lord,
若你真的爱主，
you want to serve God,
你要侍奉神，
then you have to offer yourself to be a preacher.
你就必须把自己献上来做传道人。
I still remember very vividly.
我还很清晰地记得。
It was in 1930.
是在1930年。
I was 15 years old at that time.
那个时候我15岁。
Thank God he saved me.
感谢神他拯救了我。
And at the last day of the conference,
在那特会的最后一天，
the preacher,
那个传道人，
had a big map of China on the wall.
在台上呢，墙上有一幅中国的地图。
And then he began to pound upon us.
然后他就在挑战我们。
And he said, if you are saved,
他说若是你得救了，
and if you love the Lord,
若你真的爱主，
you shall offer yourself to be a preacher.
你应该将你自己献上做传道人。
Or a Bible woman.
或者做一个读圣经的。
That is the way to consecrate yourself.
那就是你奉献自己的方法。
And then,
然后，
you can choose where you want to go.
你可以自己选择你要去哪里。
Now I was just 15 years old.
那个时候我不过15岁。
And newly saved.
刚刚得救。
I sought for salvation for a whole year.
我寻求救恩有一整年之久。
And now he met me.
现在主遇见了我。
I was so moved by the love of Christ.
我实在被主耶稣的爱所感动。
I said to myself,
我就对自己说，
I want to go to the furthest place, the most difficult place, to show my love for Christ.
我要到中国最远最困难的地方来显明我对基督的爱。
So the preacher said, you can come to the platform.
所以那个传道人说你可以到台上来。
Point your finger on the place where you want to go.
将你的手指头指在你要去的地方。
And there you will go.
那么你以后就去那里。
So I march up to the platform.
所以我就走上了台。
I point my finger on Mongolia.
我把我的指头指在蒙古。
Because at that time we thought Mongolia was the most distant place.
因为在那个时代呢，我们认为蒙古是最远的地方。
And most difficult place.
并且是最困难艰难的地方。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I made it.
I
made it.
我做到了。
I mean it.
我真是认真的要这样做。
But even today, I have never been in Mongolia.
但是直到今天，我还没有去过蒙古。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because to me,
因为对我而言
，serving God is doing things for Him.
侍奉神就是为他做事情。
I do not care about God's will.
我根本不在乎什么是神的旨意。
I want to serve Him in my will.
我要照着我的意思来服侍他。
I do not care in what power I serve.
我也不在乎我在什么能力里来服侍。
I will put all my power into it.
我要把我自己所有的力量都放进去。
And He must be pleased.
啊，他一定会喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Is that service?
那就是服侍吗
？Far from it.
根本不是。
The Lord has to teach me many lessons.
神主必须要教导我许多的功课。
He has to reduce and reduce me.
他一再的要把我拆毁。
He had to put me lower and lower.
他要使我一再的降卑。
He has to do much work in my life.
他要在我的生命里做许多的工作。
Before.I began to serve him in a small way.
在我能够在很小的方式里面侍奉他之前，
As I look back,
当我回顾的时候，
I feel so ashamed of myself.
我为自己感觉到如此的羞愧。
How much of my service will last to eternity?
我的侍奉有多少能够存到永远呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this morning,
今天早晨
I want to encourage you brothers and sisters,
我盼望鼓励弟兄姊妹们
you who have served him for years,
我们服侍他有多年的人
and you have presented yourself before him again and again,
你一再地将自己献给他的人
allow him to check you,
许可他来审查你
whether your service,Is really service.
你我的侍奉是否真实的侍奉
？Whether the work you are doing is really out of life.
我们的工作是否真实出于生命
？Whether he has first worked in you and this is working out from you.
是否他是在我们里面做工，并且借着这个从我们身上？流露出去。
Is it imparting Christ?
那是不是供应基督？
Is it still in accordance to the heavenly vision?
它是不是仍然照着天上的呼召？
Have I compromised?
我是否妥协了？
Have I adopted the ways of the world?
我是否采用了世界的道路？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
If you are honest,
在我们的诚实里，
If you really present yourself before the Lord again and again,
若是我们一再地把我们自己献在神的面前，
I can almost say,
我几乎可以确定地说，
you cannot but realize that you are a failure.
我们不得不承认我们是一个失败者。
Is there any hope?
有没有盼望呢？
Thank God.
感谢神。
He is the God of hope.
他乃是盼望的神。
He says in Joel chapter 2.
在约珥书第二章里他说道。
He said, I will restore to you the years eaten by the locust.
他说我要将蝗虫马蚱所吃去的年岁补还给你。
As we look back,
当我们回顾的时候，
probably we are in despair.
可能我们都灰心。
We are despair of ourselves.
我们对自己灰心了。
As a servant.
作为主的仆人。
We are despair of the work that we are doing.
我们也为我们所做的工作失望。
We wonder whether God's purpose will ever be realized.
我们稀奇呢，神的目的可不可能成全呢？
With such people as we are.
借着我们这样一般的人。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He is the God of recovery.
他乃是恢复的神。
He said, I will restore to you the years eaten by the locust.
他说我要将蝗虫马蚱所吃去的年岁补还给你。
He is able to restore us.
他能够恢复我们。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we all know that our Lord Jesus is our Savior.
我们都知道我们的主耶稣是我们的救主。
We all know that while he was on earth,
我们都知道当他在地上的时候,
how he gave his life for us.
他怎样将他的生命给我们。
He shed his blood to atone us from our sins.
他流他的血救赎我们从罪中出来。
He released his life through death, that he may give that life to us.
他借着死释放了他的生命，好使他能把生命赐给我们。
He is our Savior, our Redeemer.
他是我们的救主，是我们的救赎。
And on the cross,
在十字架上
，He said it is finished.
他说成了。
The work of redemption is finished.
救赎的工作已经完成了。
He has done God's work.
他完成了神的工作。
He has accomplished everything.
他已经完成了一切。
And then he was risen from the dead.
然后他从死里复活。
He is now seated at the right hand of God.
现在他坐在父神的右边。
Waiting for all things to be put under his feet.
他等候万有都伏在他的脚下。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
what is our Lord doing today?
我们的主今天在做什么工作呢?
Once there was to be a baptism.
有一从前有一个
to be a baptism.
作为一个
有一
个祭.
And before the baptism, those candidates has to be examined.
当人要受浸的时候，那些候选人他们要被拷问。
And so one elderly sister,
所以有一个年长的姊妹。
She came, asked to be baptized.
她来要求要受浸。
And the elders were sitting there and questioning her.
长老们就坐在那里问她问题。
And one of the questions was,
有一个问题是
What do you think the Lord is doing in heaven today?
你认为主今天在天上做什么事呢？
And this elderly sister said,
这个老姊妹说,
The Lord was looking down from heaven at me,
主呢, 从天上在看我,
trying to find my faults.
他要找我有什么错没有?
Now, of course, he could not pass.
当然他就没有通过这个拷问。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
Do you know what the Lord is doing today in heaven?
你知道主今天在天上在做什么呢?
On earth,He said it is finished.
在地上他宣告说成了。
So in heaven he sits at the right hand of God.
所以在天上他坐在神的右边。
Is he sitting there dozing?
他是不是在那里打瞌睡呢?
What is he doing there?
他在那里做什么呢?
Or just waiting?
或者是仅仅在那里等待。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
don't you know?
你是否知道?
That our Lord is doing a great work in heaven.
我们的主在天上从事一个伟大的工作。
While he was on earth,
当他在地上的时候,
he was the apostle, the savior, redeemer.
他是那使者，是救主，是救赎主。
Now he is in heaven.
现在他在天上,
at the right hand of God,
在神的右边,
becoming our great high priest.
他作为做我们大祭司。
The Bible says he ever lives.
圣经告诉我们说他是永活的。
Interceding for us.
他为我们代祷。
And he's able to save us to the uttermost.
他能救我们就救我们到底。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Do you know the priesthood of our Lord Jesus?
你是否知道我们主耶稣那个祭司的职分？
It is as the apostle that he opened the way for us.
他作为使者，他为我们开了那条路。
And it is as the high priest that he saved us to the uttermost.
他作为大祭司，他救我们就救我们到底。
Everything that he has accomplished on earth.
每一件他在地上所完成的事。
Now as high priest, he applies it, he supports it.To each and every one of us.
现在作为大祭司，他运用并且供应扶持我们每一个人。
He sent his Holy Spirit to this world.
他差遣圣灵到地上来。
He in heaven.
他在天上。
The Holy Spirit in each one of us.
圣灵在我们每一个人里面。
And by His interceding,
借着他的代祷，
The Holy Spirit works in us.
圣灵在我们里面做工，
Reveals Christ to us.
将基督启示给我们，
Bring us into the fullness of Christ.
带我们进入基督的丰满里，
Enable us to serve in spirit and in truth.
并且使我们能在灵和诚实里侍奉他。
This is the work of our Lord Jesus in heaven.
这就是我们主在天上的执事。
Until all the works of God are done.
直到所有神的工作完成。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
our Lord Jesus is our great high priest.
我们的主耶稣他是大祭司。
We depend on him every hour.
我们每一时刻都要依靠他。
He ever liveth.
他是永活的。
He interceding for us.
他为我们代求。
You remember the story of Peter.
我们记得彼得的故事。
Peter thought that he loved the Lord.
彼得认为他很爱主。
He was willing to die with the Lord.
他愿意与主同死。
Other disciples may flee.
其他的门徒可以逃开。
But not Peter.
彼得不会。
He said, I'm willing to die with you.
他说我甘愿为你而死。
And the Lord said,
主说，
Simon, Simon.
西门，西门。
Satan wants to sift you.
撒旦要筛你。
As in a sieve.
好像在用筛子来筛你一样。
But I have prayed for you.
但是我已经为你祷告了。
When you are restored.
当你得恢复回头以后。
Strengthen your brethren.
你要坚固你的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We do thank the Lord.
我们实在感谢。
We have our high priest.
我们有一个大祭司。
Who is able to bring us through.
他能够带我们走完。
He is able to bring us into glory.
他能够带我们进荣耀。
He is able to enable us to serve God in God's way.
他可以使我们照着神的道路来侍奉神。
And how we need.To cooperate with him.
我们何等需要来与他合作。
You know, there is one person in the Bible.
在圣经里有一个人物。
That I think can be a real example.
我想可以作为一个好的例子。
How a broken vessel can become a vessel of honor.
一个破碎的器皿能成为一个贵重的器皿。
I'm referring to John Mark.
我来指的就是约翰·马可。
We know Mark was born in a family that loved God.
我们知道马可生在一个爱主的家中。
His mother, Mary.
他的母亲玛丽，玛利亚。
In a way, he came from a quite well-to-do family.
并且他的家庭是非常富有。
Because you know that when our Lord has the Last Supper, it was in the upper room that belonged to Mark's mother.
因为我们知道主耶稣吃最后晚餐的地方就是马可母亲的家那个楼上。
And also when 120 people gathered together for prayer for 10 days, it was in that upper room.
并且呢120个门徒聚在一起祷告十天也是在那一个楼上。
So he came from that kind of confined family.
所以他是从这样一个家庭中 出来的。
Evidently he came to the Lord through Peter.
很明显的他是借着彼得认识了主。
Because Peter called him my son, Marcus.
因为彼得称呼他我的儿子马可。
And this young man,
这一个年轻人，
he seemed to have a heart for the Lord.
他似乎向着主是有心的。
So when Barnabas and Paul came to Jerusalem,
所以当巴拿巴和保罗到耶路撒冷的时候，
To bring the offering from the Gentile Christians to help the Christians in Jerusalem.
把外邦基督徒为着耶路撒冷圣徒的捐款带去的时候。
When they finished that mission.
当他们完成了这个任务。
On their return to Antioch.
在他们回安提阿的路上。
They took John Mark with them.
他们就带着约翰马可同行。
Because John Mark was Barnabas' cousin.
因为约翰马可是巴拿巴的表弟。
And Barnabas felt this young man had promise.
巴拿巴感觉这个年轻人有前途。
He could be used by God.
他可以被神用。
So he took Mark to Antioch.
所以他就带着马可到安提阿去。
And in Acts chapter 13,
在使徒行传十三章
，there are five prophets and teachers ministering to the Lord.
在那里有五位先知和教师一同侍奉主。
And then the Holy Spirit said,
圣灵向他们说话
，Set me apart, Barnabas and Saul.
为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗
，to do the work.That I want them to do.
来做我所指派他们所要做的工。
So these two brothers began to be separated.
所以这两位弟兄被分别出来。
And they went on a missionary journey.
他们就出去宣道的行程。
And the Bible says,
圣经告诉我们
they took John Mark with them.
他们带着约翰马可同行。
As an attendant.
作为一个帮手。
To be a helper.In the work.
作为一个在做工上面的帮手。
So they went to Cyprus.
所以他们就到了居比路。
Because that's where Barnabas was born.
因为那是巴拿巴出生的地方。
And throughout that island of Cyprus, they began to preach the gospel.
在整个居比路岛上面，他们一路的传福音。
And then they came. They left Cyprus.
然后他们离开了居比路。
And went to the mainland.
他们到大陆去。
To Perga or Pamphylia.
到庞菲利亚的别家。
And the Bible says.
圣经告诉我们。
Mark left them.
马可就离开了他们。
And returned to Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷去。
Now why did Mark leave?
为什么马可会离开呢？
I think probably for two reasons.
我认为可能有两个原因。
Number one.
第一。
This young man was used to good life.
这一个年轻人呢，过惯了好日子。
And so when he went with the two apostles,
所以当他与这两个使徒同行的时候
，and he found that life was too hard.
他发现那个生活太苦了。
You know, when Brother Lee was first saved,
你知道当尼弟兄刚得救的时候
，he was like that.
他就是这样的一个人。
You know, after he was saved,
我们知道当他得救以后
，he really loved the Lord.
他实在爱主。
And it was during a time that was turmoil in China.
在那一段时期，中国有动乱。
So the school was closed.
所以学校就关闭了。
And he went to Shanghai.
他到上海去。
To be with Dora Yu.
他与于慈度姊妹在一起。
Now, Dora Yu was the one who led his mother to the Lord.
于慈度姊妹是带尼弟兄母亲信主的。
And also led him to the Lord.
也带尼弟兄信主。
So he went to Dora Yu.
所以他去找于姊妹
Dora Yu had a kind of Bible school.
于慈度姊妹那个时候有一个圣经学校。
So Brother Lee wanted to study Bible in that school.
所以尼弟兄想到那里到那个学校去学习圣经。
After some time,
过了一段时间
，Dora Yu said,
于姊妹向他说
，It is not convenient for you to be here.
你在这里不方便。
You better go home.
你最好回家。
Now the reason was,
为什么呢？
He found this young man want to eat good food.
他发现这个年轻人是爱吃好吃的。
And want to dress well.
而且要穿漂亮。
And sleep late.
而且晚上很晚睡。
So he said this young man had no promise.
所以他说这个年轻人没有希望。
God would never use such a man.
神不会用这样的人。
And send him back.
让他回家。
Thank God, Brother Lee was not disappointed.
感谢主，尼弟兄并没有灰心。
He still continued.
他仍然继续下去。
So I think John Mark was something like that.
我想呢，约翰马可就是这样一类的人。
But a more serious problem.
但是更重要、更严肃的一个问题。
You know when Barnabas and Saul was commissioned for that work.
我们知道，当巴拿巴和扫罗被委派那个做那个工作的时候。
It was Barnabas who was leading.
开头的时候是巴拿巴领头的。
It was Barnabas.Who found Paul?
是巴拿巴找到扫罗的。
It was Barnabas who was the leader of the company.
巴拿巴是这一个团队里面的带领的人。
But during their days in Cyprus,
但是在他们在居比路的那一段日子
，God began to use Paul.
神开始使用保罗。
So the Bible began to say this way.
所以。圣经上的说法就变了。
Paul and his company
就讲到保罗和他的同伴。
The leadership changed hands.
这一个 做带领的换人了。
Paul became the leader.
现在保罗做带领了。
And Barnabas and Mark couldn't stand it.
所以呢，约翰马可没有办法忍受这件事。
Why should not my cousin continue to be the leader?
为什么我的表哥不能继续做带领呢？
He cannot submit himself to Paul.
他没有办法向保罗降服自己。
So he left.
所以他就离开了。
He returned to Jerusalem.
他回到耶路撒冷去。
Thank God.
感谢神。
God will not let him go.
神却没有放过他。
Again in Jerusalem.
那么在耶路撒冷。
He received help from Peter.
他从彼得那里得着了帮助。
You know, Peter was one who had experience.
我们知道彼得是一个有经历的人。
Once he failed.
他一旦失败了。
But the Lord restored him.
但是神却使他回头。
So he knew how to help this young man.
所以他知道怎么样帮助这个年轻人。
And he also took this young man to Babylon.
他也把这一个年轻人带到巴比伦去。
Because in 1 Peter,
因为在彼得前书中，
he wrote from Babylon and he mentioned my son Marcus.
他从巴比伦写信里面提到我的儿子马可。
Now when Paul and Barnabas return again.
当保罗和巴拿巴回来之后，
in chapter 15,
在使徒行传十五章，
they went to Jerusalem for this matter of whether the Gentiles should be circumcised.
他们为着外邦人是否该受割礼去耶路撒冷。
And after the conference was over,
当那一个交通结束之后，
that was a few years apart.
那其中呢有好几年的间隔。
So when they returned to Antioch,
所以当他们回到安提阿之后，
Barnabas took Mark with him again.
巴拿巴呢又再带着马可。
And when they were in Antioch for some days,
当他们在安提阿有一段日子之后，
Paul said, "Let us go out again and visit these places that we have done before."
保罗说，让我们再去看我们以往做工的那些地方。
And Barnabas wanted to take Mark with him.
巴拿巴要带着马可同行。
And Paul said, "No."
保罗说不。
Barnabas means son of consolation.
巴拿巴的意思就是劝慰者。
He was a man full of love.
他是一个充满了爱的人。
Full of sympathy.
充满了同情的人。
So he was so sympathetic to this young man.
所以他对这个年轻人充满了同情。
He wanted to help this young man.
他要帮助这个年轻人。
But Paul was a disciplinarian.
但是保罗是一个非常严格纪律的人。
So he felt that because he left us, that deserted us,
保罗说他第一次呢离弃了我们。
He was not worthy to go with us.
他不配与我们同行了。
And there was such a heat among them.
那么在他们之间就有那样的争论。
That Barnabas and Paul departed.
巴拿巴和保罗就分手了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this was the young man.
这就是那个年轻人。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Through Barnabas,
通过巴拿巴。
Barnabas prepared him in such a way.
巴拿巴在这样的方式里面预备了他。
That later on,
之后，
when Paul wrote Colossians,
当保罗写哥罗西书的时候，
in Colossians chapter 4,
在哥罗西书第四章里，
he mentioned Mark.
他提到了马可。
There were three fellow workers of Paul.
在那个时候有保罗有三位同工，
who were of the circumcision.
他们都是受了割礼的。
That is, they were of Jewish background.
那告诉我们说他们是有犹太人的背景。
And one of them was Mark.
其中一个就是马可。
And he said,
他说，
they are useful in the kingdom of God.
他们在神的国度中是有用的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
And then if you look into 2 Timothy,
然后我们看提摩太后书。
Before Paul was martyred,
在保罗寻道之前，
he wrote to Timothy.
他写信给提摩太。
He said, "Timothy, come to me quickly."
他说，提摩太，你要快快到我这里来。
But when you come,
当你来的时候，
bring Mark with you.
带着马可同行。
Because he was useful to me in ministry.
因为在侍奉的事上他对我有益。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
do not be despair,
不要失望。
Is there such a thing as spiritual despair?
有没有一个事情被称作属灵的灰心呢？
I think there is such a thing as spiritual despair.
我认为确实有属灵灰心这件事。
Because that works unto salvation.
因为那个能够成全使我们得救。
Then you may look to the Lord.
我们可以仰望主。
That he can do the impossible.
他可以做那人不可能的事。
You have failed.
我失败了。
But he never failed.
他永不失败。
And do you know, the first gospel was written by Mark.
你知道第一本福音书就是马可所写的。
He wrote the first gospel of Jesus Christ.
他是第一个写主耶稣基督福音的人。
And in that gospel,
在那本福音书里，
he shows us that Jesus is the perfect servant.
他让我们看见我们的主耶稣乃是神那完全的仆人。
Because this young man now go wherever Christ goes.
因为这一个年轻人现在基督无论往哪里去他都跟随。
Thank God.
感谢神。
We may fail.
我们可能失败。
But he never failed.
但是他永不失败。
There is hope for each and every one of us.
在我们每一个人的里面都有盼望。
The thing is, whether we will humble ourselves.
问题乃在于我们是否愿意甘愿谦卑下来。
Accept the discipline that God has put upon us.
接受神在我们身上的管教。
Willing to repent.
我们愿意悔改。
And then do the first work.
然后我们行起初所行的事。
God has a work to do.
神有一个工作要完成。
Our Lord Jesus said, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.
我们主说，我父做工，直到如今，我也做工。
Now, what is the work of God?
什么是神的工作呢？
What is the work that we are called to do?
什么是我们蒙召来完成的工作呢？
God has only one work.
神只有一个工作。
It is the work that God does did himself.
乃是神自己做的那个工。
It is the work that our Lord Jesus continues to do.
乃是我们的主耶稣接续做的工。
And this is the work that he called us to fulfill.
这也是他呼召我们去完成的那工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you know why our Lord Jesus came into this world?
你知道我们主耶稣为什么来到世上吗？
We say he came to this world to seek and to save the lost.
我们说他来到世界中寻找拯救失丧的人。
But this is looking outwardly.
但是这只不过是从外表来看而已。
If you want to look deeply,
若是我们更深入的来看，
and this is the Gospel of John.
这乃是约翰的福音。
John gave us the inner history of Christ.
约翰给我们看见基督他里面的历史故事。
And in that Gospel of John,
在约翰福音中，
he tells us
他告诉我们
why our Lord Jesus came into this world.
他告诉我们为什么我们主耶稣来到世界。
Our Lord Jesus came into this world.
我们主耶稣基督来到世上，
to seek for his bride.
乃是来寻找他的心腹。
Our Lord Jesus is the bridegroom.
我们主耶稣是新郎。
He came to this world
他来到这世上
to seek for his bride.
来寻找他的心腹。
But the bride was nowhere.
但是却无处可寻。
Throughout his ministry,
在他整个的执事中，
you find the people he met.
我们看见他遇见的人，
the blind,
就是瞎眼的，
the lame,
瘸腿的，
The palsy,
那些瘫痪的
，the dead,
今天
，sinners
是罪人
，these are the people he found.
这些耳聋的犯罪的，这是主所寻找的人。
He couldn't find his bride. Therefore, he had to die in order to make a bride.
所以他需要死, 好叫他从他的死里面, 他能够创造出一个心腹。
That is why, not until he has the cross before him.
那就是为什么, 直到十架摆在他面前的时候,
he began to reveal what is upon his heart.
他才开始启示在他心里面的事情。
He said, you are Peter.
他说你是彼得。
I will build my church upon this rock.
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的门不能胜过他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
our Lord Jesus came into this world
我们的主耶稣来到世上,
to build the church.
来建造教会,
and the church, when it is matured, it will be his bride.
当教会成熟长大的时候, 要成为他的心腹,
that is the work of God.
那乃是神的工作,
that is the work that our Lord Jesus was engaged in.
那乃是我们主耶稣基督所从事的,
and that is the work that he commands us to do.
那乃是他命令我们去做的工,
that is the reason why.
那就是为什么,
the requirement even of doing that work is so high.
我们去做那个工作的要求是那样的高,
it demands the life of the Son.
他要求要有儿子的那个生命,
it demands laying down the life.
他 意味着我们必须要舍命,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
so you find that the work of God,
所以我们看见神的工作,
is one,
乃是一,
the work of God may include many things,
神的工作可能包含许多事情,
but the work of God is one,
但是神的工作是一,
he will build his church,
他要建造他的教会,
his body,
他的身体,
the fullness of him,
就是他的丰满,
who fills all and in all.
他是充满万有者的那一位。
He wants to find a helpmeet.
他要找到一个帮手,
his like,
像他一样的配偶,
just like him,
就像他自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is the work of God.
这乃是神的工作。
And this is where the service is.
这就是我们服事所在的地方。
Our service is all centered upon that work.
我们所有的侍奉都是以那一件事为中心的。
It may include many different activities,
可能包含许多的活动,
and yet it's centered upon this one work of God.
有许多的活动事情, 但是它的中心乃是神的工作。
That's why in the book of Acts,
所以在使徒行传中,
you'll find on the day of Pentecost,
我们看见在五旬节那一天,
how the Holy Spirit came down,
圣灵如何降下来,
and 100 individual believers,
120个个别的信徒,
they were baptized in one spirit into one body.
他们在一位圣灵中受浸,
and that body began to grow.
那个身体开始成长,
many more were added into that body.
有许多的人被加入,
what, what a glorious beginning it was.
那是一个何等荣耀的开始。
The presence of God was so real.
神的同在是那样的真实。
If any sin shall enter into the church, it's immediately disciplined.
我们看见有任何的罪想要进入教会, 立刻就被管教。
There is a gathering of people,
在那里人们相聚,
who continue together in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
他们聚集的时候, 持守在使徒们的教训,
and they breaking in bread and prayers.
他们一同交通, 一同, 拨饼, 一同祷告,
and this continue for about 30 some years.
这样持续了将近30多年,
and the gospel was preached to the end of the world, which is Rome.
而那个时候, 福音传到了地极, 就是罗马。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
after another 30 years or so,
过了另外的30年,
when John wrote the book of Revelation,
当约翰写启示录的时候,
You find our Lord Jesus was in heaven.
我们看见我们的主耶稣在天上。
So in chapter 1 of Revelation.
所以在启示录第一章里。
What do you see there?
我们看见什么呢？
John received a vision on Patmos Island.
约翰在拔摩岛上面看见了异象。
And that vision was the risen Lord is the high priest.
那个异象乃是我们复活的主做了大祭司。
He not only ministered to each and every one of the redeemed.
他不仅服侍每一个蒙救赎的儿女。
He also ministered to all the churches all over the world.
他也服侍全世界所有的教会。
But when you read the seven letters,
但是当我们读那七封书信的时候，
How do you feel?
你的感觉是什么呢？
Only two churches.Was not blamed.
只有两个教会没有受责备。
Only one church was praised.
只有一个教会被称赞。
The rest, the Lord called to repent.
其余的主都呼召他们悔改。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
And that picture,
那一幅图画
is not only in the first century.
不仅是在第一世纪里，
We are now in the beginning of the 21st century.
我们现在在二十一世纪开始的时候，
But the same picture is before us.
在我们眼前仍然是同一幅图画。
No wonder when Brother Sparks asked Brother Nee.
难怪当斯百克弟兄问尼弟兄的时候，
As our brother already mentioned.
像我们弟兄已经提过的。
Which portion of the scripture is the hardest to fulfill?
圣经中哪一段是最难应验的呢？
And Brother Nee replied.
尼弟兄回答。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
And gave his life for us.
为我们舍己。
He washes us.
他洗净我们。
With the water and the word.
用水和道。
That we might be sanctified.
好使我们成为圣洁。
That we may be a glorious church.
好使我们成为荣耀的教会。
Without spot or wrinkle.
没有斑点和瑕疵。
And to be offered to himself.
能够献给他自己。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
What is the purpose of God?
神的目的是什么呢？
What is the work of God?
什么是神的工作呢？
The work of God is.
神的工作乃是
that his church will be completed.
叫他的教会得以完全。
Will be a glorious church.
成为荣耀的教会。
What is glory?
什么是荣耀？
Glory is the manifestation of God.
荣耀乃是神的彰显。
Whenever God is manifested,
当神彰显他自己的时候，
you see glory.
我们就看见荣耀。
In other words,
换言之，
He is working for that body of Christ.
他乃是为着基督的身体在那里做工。
When that body is matured,
当这个身体 成熟了，
then he will come,
他就
and claim his bride.
他就要来迎娶他的心腹。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
20 centuries have passed.
已经过了二十个世纪了。
Even in the first century,
甚至在第一世纪中，
When you look in the Bible,
当我们读圣经，
you find the saints in the first century,
我们发现在第一世纪的圣徒们，
they were looking for the return of our Lord Jesus.
他们已经在等候我们主耶稣的回来。
Even in the second and third century,
甚至在第二、第三世纪，
when the church was being persecuted,
当教会受逼迫的时候，
the saints there greeted with each other.
圣徒们彼此的问安。
The Lord is coming.
他们说主要回来了。
That is their hope.
这是他们的盼望。
Their blessed hope.
这是他们有福的盼望。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Throughout the centuries.
在历世历代里。
Those who love the Lord.
那些爱主的人。
Those who are in God's work.
那些在神的工作中的人。
They know one thing.
他们知道一件事。
That the Lord will return.
主要回来。
But he will not return.Until the bride is ready.
但是除非心腹预备好了，他不会回来。
It is always the bridegroom who waits for the bride.
总是新郎等候新娘。
So far as I know, there is only one person that the bride waited for the bride.
就我知道的，只有一个人，他是在新妇的地位等候新郎。
And that's Hudson Taylor's grandfather.
那就是戴德森的祖父。
Or a great grandfather.
曾祖父。
This young man.
这一个年轻人。
He was not a very godless one.
他并不是一个很敬虔的人。
But one day he was to be married.
但是有一天，他的婚礼那一天。
So in the morning he woke up.
那一天早上他醒来。
He realized that he would be married today.
他意识到今天他要结婚了。
Well, that was a big thing.
这是一件大事。
So he went to the field.
所以他到田野去。
And began to pray.
在那里祷告。
And he prayed and prayed and prayed.
他一直祷告。
He forgot the marriage.
他就忘记了他的婚礼。
So after he finished praying,
当他祷告完了，
he suddenly realized,
他忽然意识到，
that he was to be married.
这是婚礼的日子。
So he rushed to the church building.
所以他就赶快到那个教堂。
Everybody was waiting there.
每一个人都等他。
The bride was waiting there.
那个新妇在等他。
They didn't know where he was.
大家都不知道他去了哪里。
So he rushed in.
所以他匆忙地进去。
And got married.
他就结了婚。
And that very night.
那一天晚上
he told his bride,
他告诉他的新娘
Let's kneel down and pray.
让我们一同跪下来祷告
That was a surprise.
这个是一个令人吃惊的事情
But he did it.
但是他顺从
And see what a family of Taylor it is.
我们就看见这一个家庭是怎样的一个家庭
Generation after generation served the Lord.
一代又一代的，他们都侍奉主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Sometimes we think that we are waiting for the Lord.
有的时候我们觉得我们在侍奉主，等候主。
Don't you know that His heart is more anxious than we are?
你是否知道他比我们的心更迫切
？He has waited.For 20 centuries.
他等待了二十个世纪。
Brothers and sisters, why?
弟兄姊妹们，为什么？
I'm the reason.
我就是那原因。
You are the reason.
你也是那原因。
We are the reason.
我们都是的原因。
Because we are not ready.
因为我们还没有预备好。
We have not fulfilled.Our service.
我们没有成全我们的侍奉。
The church is still not built.
教会还没有被建造。
How can he return?
他怎么能回来呢？
Hopeless.
好像是无望。
But God has a better way.
但是神却有更好的方式。
When the majority.
当大部分的人都失败
God raised up a remnant
神就兴起一般余民
That is the reason why
这就是为什么
When you read Revelation chapters 2 and 3
当我们读启示录二章三章的时候
The Lord said to every church
主对每一个教会
I'm looking for myself
我在寻找我自己
I'm looking to see myselfBeing matured.
我要看见在教会中我自己被长大成熟了。
But I do not see it.
但是我没有看见。
You need to repent.
你们需要悔改。
Now what does it mean?
那是什么意思呢？
It means that you need to return to me.
他的意思呢是你要回到我这里来。
What I have revealed myself to you.
我把我自己启示给你们。
You should obey.
你们应该顺服。
Follow me.
跟从我。
When I am, there you are.
我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
But he could not find himself there.
但是他在那里却不能找到自己。
In the church in Laodicea.
在老底家的教会中。
He found he was outside the door.
他看见自己是在门外。
And that is a church.
那是一个教会。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
How it must hurt him.
这何等伤主的心。
And as he looked at the church in general.
当他看普遍的教会，
He saw it cannot be done.
他说这个好像没有办法完成。
But it must be done.
但是却必须要完成。
How is it to be done?
怎么样能够完成呢？
So in every letter at the end of it,
所以在每一封书信的结尾，
He said, He that has ear to hear, let him hear.
他说凡有耳可听的就应当听。
He that overcomes,
那得胜的，
In other words,
换言之，
What he desires from the whole church,
他向着全体教会他所要的。
Unfortunately, the majority will not respond.
很不幸的，大部分主要的部分的人都没有回应。
So he calls us to hear what the Spirit said to the churches.
所以他呼召我们，向我们说，圣灵向众教会所说的，凡有耳可听的就应当听。
And he who hears is one who returns to him.
那些听见的人就回到他面前。
Whatever he has revealed, they respond.
他所启示出来的，他们都回应。
They follow him.
他们跟随他。
And these are the overcomers of the church.
这些乃是教会中的得胜者。
And when these overcomers are fulfilled,
当这些得胜者成全了，
then our Lord will return.
我们的主然后才回来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
here you find.
这里我们看见。
In Revelation chapter 12,
在启示录十二章中，
there will be a man child being born.
有一个男孩子要被生下来。
And as soon as that man child is born,
当那个男孩子一被生下来，
he is taken to the throne.
他就被取到宝座上面去。
And when he is taken to the throne,
当他被带到宝座上去，
then there will be war in the air.
然后在空中就有征战。
Michael and his angels will fight against Satan and his angels.
米迦勒同他的使者要与龙和他的使者征战。
Because the air is the headquarter of the enemy.
因为这个空中呢，乃是仇敌的大本营。
And Satan will be thrown upon this earth.
撒旦要被打到摔到地上了。
The air is clear.
这个空中就被洁净了。
For our Lord to descend from the throne.
好叫我们的主能够从宝座上降到空中。
Now who are these people?
这 是哪一般人呢？
These are the overcomers of the church.
这些乃是教会的得胜者。
They welcome the bride.
他们迎接他们的新郎。
So when you read chapter 19 of the book of Revelation,
所以我们读启示录第十九章的时候，
you know the bride, the wife of the Lamb was mentioned twice towards the end of the book of Revelation.
我们看见在这里羔羊的妻，她的心腹，在这里有两次被提到。
In chapter 19,
第十九章，
the marriage of the Lamb has come.
婚宴，羔羊的婚宴临到了。
The bride has made herself ready.
新妇已经预备整自己预备整齐了。
And is given to be clothed with bright shining linen.
他们就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
Blessed are those who are called to the marriage feast of the Lamb.
凡是被召能够参加羔羊婚宴的人是有福的。
That is the first mentioning.
这是第一次提到。
And then the second mention.
第二次提到。
When you come to Revelation chapter 1,
来到启示录二十一章。
Again you find the wife, the bride of the Lamb is ready.
在那里我们又看见新妇装饰整齐了。
The new Jerusalem descending from heaven.
这新耶路撒冷从天上降下来。
Now why is there two mentioning?
为什么在这里提两次呢？
If you read the book of Revelation carefully,
若是我们留意的读启示录，
there is a difference of 1,000 years.
在这两次提到中间有一千年的区别。
The first mentioning is before the millennium.
第一次提到是在千禧年之前。
The second mentioning is after millennium when eternity began.
第二次提到乃是在千禧年之后，就是新天新地开始的时候。
So who were the bride? at the millennium?
谁是在千禧年之前的那个心腹呢？
The bride is made of the overcomers of the church.
那个心腹乃是教会的得胜者所组成的。
They represent the whole church.
他们代表整体的教会。
Because they overcome,
因为他们得胜，
God consider the work is done.
神就认为工作已经完成了。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Even though at the judgment seat of Christ,
即便在基督的审判台前，
all our works will be tested.
我们所有的工作都要受试验。
If we work with gold, silver, and precious stone,
若是我们用金银宝石来建造，
our work will remain.
我们的工作就存留。
If we work with wood, stubble, and straw,
若是我们用草木禾秸来建造，
our work will be burned.
我们的工作要被烧。
We will be saved.
我们要得救。
But barely saved.
但是仅仅得救。
What does it mean?
那是什么意思呢？
It means this.
这个意思乃是，
today,
今天，
if we do not respond to our Lord,
如果我们不向主回应，
if we are not obedient to the heavenly vision,
若是我们不顺服天上来的意象，
if we do not follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes,
若是我们不羔羊往哪里去都跟从他，
when the Lord shall come,
当主回来的时候，
he will have no part in his kingdom.
那么我们在他的国度中就没有份。
We cannot reign with him for 1,000 years.
我们不能与他一同掌权一千年。
Because we are unfit.
因为我们不配。
But it doesn't mean.
但是他的意思是什么呢？
God has failed.
是不是神失败了呢？
He can only get a minority.
他只能得着少数人吗？
He cannot get all.
他不能得着全部吗？
Not at all.
不是的。
Because.
因为，
when you come to Revelation 21,
当我们来到启示录二十一章的时候，
you find all shall be matured.
我们看见全体都成熟了。
Those who are shut outside of the door of the marriage feast,
那些不能够进羔羊婚宴的门的人，
they will repent in darkness.
他们要在黑暗中悔改。
They will be disciplined.
他们要受管教。
Until they are matured.
直到他们成熟。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if you are not willing to pay the cost today,
若是你今天不愿意付这代价，
one day you will pay it.
有一天你仍然要付的。
Because God's purpose cannot be defeated.
因为神的目的永远不失败。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Whom he has foreknown, he has predetermined to be conformed to the image of his beloved son.
他所预先知道的人，他就在他爱子里面预定他们要磨成他爱子的形象。
Whom he has foreknown,
那些他预先所知道的人，
he has called,
他就呼召他们。
Whom he has called,
他所呼召的，
he has justified,
他就使他们称义。
Whom he has justified,
他使他们称义的，
he has glorified,
他要他们得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God can never fail.
神永不失败。
His work must be done.
他的工作必定要完成。
Every redeemed child of God will be matured one day.
每一个蒙救赎神的儿女有一天都要成熟。
We will all be in that bride.
我们都要在那个心腹里。
United with Christ forever.
我们与基督永远的联合。
We will all be such a servant.
我们都要成为他的仆人。
We shall see his face.
我们要见他的面。
We will have his names written on our forehead.
他的名要写在我们的额上。
Every redeemed of the Lord,
每一个主所救赎的儿女
will be there.
都在那里。
Thank God.
感谢神。
We may fail.
我们可以失败。
God never fails.
神永远不失败。
Once God had look upon you,
神一旦看住看上了我们，
he will never let you go.
他永不把你放过。
His purpose must be fulfilled.
他的目的必定要成全。
His will must be done.
他的旨意必定要完成。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we are now in a very important time.
我们现在在一个非常重要的时刻。
We believe that the Lord is coming soon.
我们相信主快快要来了。
At any moment,
任何时刻。
But are we ready?
我们是否预备好？
Do we follow the Lamb?
我们是否跟随羔羊？
Wherever he goes.
无论他往哪里去。
Do we do the work that he does?
我们是否做他所做的工？
Are we going our own way?
或者我们走我们自己的道路？
And doing our own thing.
做我们自己的事情。
This is something we need to look to the Lord.
这是我们需要仰望主。
May everyone here this morning.
愿今天早晨在这里的每一个人。
By the grace of God.
借着神的恩典。
Because he is able.
因为他能。
We are not able.
我们不能。
We have failed.
我们失败了。
But he has succeeded.
但是他成功了。
All you need to do.
我们所需要做的。
Put yourself in his hand.
就是把我们自己交在他的手中。
And he will fulfill it.
他就要成全。
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we do humble ourselves before thee.
亲爱的主，我们实在在你面前谦卑自己。
Acknowledging that we are disobedient children and unprofitable servants.
承认我们是不顺服的儿女，也是无用的仆人。
We know that in ourselves it is impossible.
我们知道在我们里面是不可能的。
But with thee all things are possible.
但是在你凡事都能。
We praise and thank thee that thou wilt not forsake us.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你永不丢弃我们。
You will not cast us out.
你不会把我们丢在外面。
When your hand is upon us,
当你的手临到我们的时候，
you will fulfill it to perfection.
你要成全直到完全的地步。
Oh Lord, we want to praise and worship you.
主啊，我们实在要感谢并且敬拜你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.